You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. San Francisco is very much a biking city. There are bike lanes all over, and the number of riders increases annually. In fact, there's been a nearly 100% increase in cycling between 2006 and 2013. Every weekday, well over 8,000 men, women, and children are pedaling around town. As with any mode of transport, cycling requires some basic training. There are the classic training wheels. That's what many of us remember as children. But as KALW's Stephen Short tells us, some kids are using a new technique, balance bikes.
Valencia Street in San Francisco always seems to be busy, and that's certainly true on this Sunday afternoon, despite the fact that there are no cars on the road. They've been replaced by bicyclists, roller skaters, couples walking hand in hand, and other pedestrians, including Ryan Schmidt and his family from Bernal Heights.
They've closed the street down for the day, and it's part of a Sunday Streets program that's gone on for a few years. But it's the first time we've been here, so we're bringing the kids out to see what's here.
He acknowledges that closing a major street complicates traffic flow, but...
And a day like today, you can't really complain about just an excuse to take a walk, and it's nice and flat.
And that's the idea, according to Liza Pratt, who is with Sunday Streets.
Sunday Streets is a car-free event where we encourage people to get outside, be active, exercise, kind of reimagine the streets as a different kind of public space, not just for moving vehicles, but also for people to enjoy.
There are moving vehicles here today, lots of them, but they're not motorized. And one of them is coming right down the middle of the street, directly towards me. The driver is wearing an orange helmet and an off-white T-shirt with an illustration of Darth Vader. Darth Vader riding a bicycle. Let's see if I can intercept him.
Do you ride down the middle of the street when you're at home?
No, not necessarily.
That's good. How old are you?
6.
Remy Sauter of Albany isn't exactly sure when he started riding bikes.
Since I was 4. Since I was 5, actually.
Remy's mother, Beth Sauter, says he almost never used training wheels.
We started with the balance bikes.
Perhaps you've seen preschoolers scooting around on those little bikes without pedals. They're called balance bikes because advocates contend that once you learn to balance, pedaling comes naturally.
We saw a lot of people doing it, and it just looked to me to be more, first of all, more fun for the kid and more, you know, more sort of natural in that they got to learn the balancing.
There's actually a training wheels versus balance bike debate in some families, but not in this household.
You know, if someone had given us a pedal bike with training wheels, we would have been on that too.
As I say goodbye to Beth and Remy Sauter, I notice the open tent of the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. A lesson is just beginning.
So, Mayel, you're going to sit on this. You're going to put your butt on there, okay? Good. Can we do it?
This lesson, Freedom from Training Wheels, focuses on learning to balance, the method Remy used. Margaret McCarthy is program director for the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition. She's explaining the concept to Sunnyside resident Hillary Ronan. Her daughter, Mayel Ugarte, is here for her very first bicycle experience. The coalition prefers this balance method because
training wheels will teach you how to pedal, but they don't teach you how to balance. And actually, balancing is the hardest part to learn.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So this is the best way to learn to ride
a bike.
Definitely.
Okay. It's much easier.
Mayama's trying, but she needs encouragement. Lots of it. And she's getting it.
All right. Now let's try to do it and keep sitting down. Yeah?
Okay.
All right. So sit down.
Keep sitting down.
And then push with your feet. Push with your feet, okay?
Remember Remy, the boy with the Darth Vader shirt? His mother says he started riding a balance bike when he was 3. Mayel here will probably be able to say the same, long before she gets to be that old. She's only 21 months at the moment. And she does seem to be getting the hang of it.
Yeah, all right.
She
wants to
bikes.
Do it again.
Yeah, she does.
Put your little tushy on the seat.
You gotta sit down on the seat.
And put your hands on the handles.
She's so ready.
The San Francisco Bicycle Coalition website makes reference to the argument about which is better, training wheels or balance bikes. But the parents here seem to agree that the best method is the one that's right for their child. Because however they learn to bike, it will get them up and moving, something both sides agree will have a positive result.
Very good job. Wow. First day biking.
At the San Francisco Bicycle Coalition tent, I'm Stephen Short for Cross Currents.
The San Francisco Bike Coalition offers lessons to riders of all ages. Find more information at kalw.org. Click on Cross Currents.